Hey guys, how you living? Are you doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. In this episode, Brother Jamie Deluxe stopped by to talk about just whatever's going on in the world. We talked about all kinds of things. I'm not going to give you any spoilers. We talked about porn. See, I told you I wasn't going to do it. We talked about porn.
Just a little bit, I think.
Just a little bit, you know. We did that sort of to the end. So I'm like, well, when are they going to start talking about porn that'll get them all the way to that point? So, as I said at the end, for those of you who skip past this part, you'll hear it again. But please go to the Facebook page, go to the Instagram, go to the Twitter, at MI Stuff Podcast, and add the number one on the Twitter. All of those are the same, at MI Stuff Podcast, and then the number one after Twitter. And at Kelsey Hudgens, at Yonder Wizard, WIZZERD. And please click subscribe on the YouTube page. Let's get the numbers up to 1,000 so we can start going live on mobile again. And MIStuffPodcast.com. See, I can't yet, right? I'm just trying to think.
Making funny noises.
Yeah. And at MIStuffPodcast.com, where we've got the blog, all the latest video of whatever. I don't know if I've updated it in a couple days, so it might not be completely up to date, but it's a lot of shit to keep up with, and I've been very busy. I do want to take this time to apologize to the YouTube chat and to everybody else. Just I've not been coming at you as often as late as I have. I would like to, rather. And that is because I've just been busy as fuck. And the season's picking up, and I'm very stoked about that. But once I get in my groove where I'm just doing these gigs and not really thinking about it much, you guys will be seeing a lot more of me on YouTube having these little guitar talks and whatnot. Because those are fun, man. That's just building a relationship with the YouTube family. Yeah. Is a really fucking cool thing, and probably one of the coolest things I've been a part of online ever.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really stoked about that. I just never know what to play anymore, really, but it's still fun.
Yeah, dude. I get paranoid about getting flagged with the music.
Yeah.
And just because it's happened every time.
That's ridiculous.
It's literally happened every time I've played anything. Like, I had one where I was showing, I can't remember who it was. I was talking to somebody about playing bass in, I used a Tom Waits song. But YouTube went in and they took the song out for me. They just silenced that part of the video. Like, I didn't have to do that. They just did that. So I was like, okay, well, that's cool. I don't mind that. They just silence that part of the video. But since it happens every time, I just kind of like to just fucking finger pick something. But then even when I play the songs, they still flag me.
That's ridiculous.
Do I do them that accurately? Jesus. But anyway, I'm not going to hold you guys back from the content anymore. And if you're just listening to this on audio, all this little background music that you hear, this stuff doesn't happen on YouTube. If you guys want to see the behind the scenes of building all this stuff and what it takes to get here and a little extra content on the front and the back, then please go to the YouTube audio, folks. And, click subscribe on that channel. Click the like button. Follow us on Spotify as well. We're on Spotify. Anywhere podcasts are available. Type in MI Stuff Podcast. If you're hearing this, you're fucking already done that, right? All right. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, episode number 125.
Damn, that's a significant number.
Right? Number 125 MI Stuff Podcast featuring Jamie Deluxe.
It's a buck and a quarter.
A buck and a quarter. Enjoy, motherfuckers.
Bye.
Are you locked out? For real?
No, I just don't know my fucking password.
Oh, shit. They won't let you get in still? Even after all that?
I'm so late. There's so much you gotta do. I gotta, like, answer my phone. I can. I just gotta, like, think. What could it be? There's gotta be something vulgar, I think.
Da-na-na-na.
If I forget about it and let
don't
it go,
you
it will come back.
Forget about me.
I think. Don't. Okay, try this.
But what we were saying, diving, is that can't they all just agree on one universal rule for how the passwords need to be? Like, you have to have one lowercase, capital, blah, 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 symbol, number.
Mm-hmm.
Can't they all just agree on one? Because they're all different. One of them will let you have, like, all letters, all numbers.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
that was good.
It. Oh, I hit save. Don't be twittering around over here on my Twitters.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I saved it. You got my password. You can see all my dick pics. Twitter can see it already. They owe me money.
No. You have my word. I'm an oak. So I wanted to ask you, before we go further, your channel is called The Stone Philosopher.
It's one of them, yeah.
You don't fuck with Harry Potter at all, do you?
I love Harry Potter.
Is that why you called it The Stone Philosopher?
It's like a play on words.
Are you serious?
Yeah, The Philosopher's Stone.
Have we talked about that before?
We talked about liking Harry Potter. But yeah, The Philosopher's Stone, because it was actually this. That's what it was first, then they changed it to the Sorcerer's Stone, right?
Yeah, well, the original release is the Philosopher's Stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, the Philosopher is stoned.
You fucking ain't right, he is, man.
That's exactly where I got it. No,
that's right, because we talked about the wands.
Yep. I read all the books, stood in line. I wanted to be a wizard. You know, because when I turned 11, it was a shitty fucking experience for me, you know?
Dude, I mean, we relate with Harry Potter. You know, just having a rough childhood, you kind of want to relate with something like Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, because that was the year I moved here and, like, you know, stepfather left and, you know, and then got hit with the golf club, got my Harry Potter scar.
Dude, yeah, you got a Harry Potter scar.
At 11, yeah.
Mm-hmm. At 11. But you didn't get your Hogwarts letter.
No. Unless, somebody stole it or something.
You know what? Those owls. It was probably that fucked up Weasley owl.
Or the neighbors. I lived in Figure Eight Road when I moved here. I don't know if you know where that is in Soxty. It's not a nice neighborhood.
Those bad muggles.
Yeah. That's what you want to call them, but.
Yeah. They're definitely not witches or wizards.
Well, I don't think they're white either. That's where I was going. The people at Trailer Park.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, I know.
Yeah, people are people. So. How's the world been treating you, homie?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I mean, I just don't really know. It's been hectic lately, hasn't it? But it hasn't.
What's been hectic about it?
I just feel anxious.
Is that? Yeah, I know, because you've had a lot of shit going on, man. You've been going on vacation and.
Yeah. I'm still recovering from that. Nine days with the kids. Oh. You saw him just for a few minutes the other day. That I had ice cream in my hand.
Like, yeah, I didn't realize that. I got ice cream. I don't give a shit. But yeah, I didn't realize he had
hand. It's like a dad is dripping. I'm like, well, just eat it. I'm like, give me it. And he just goes plop.
I did notice that they were just like wiping ice cream all over.
Yeah. I was like, just all right, just use my shirt.
What's up, Abby? Ed'll be in here one day. We'll get Ed one day.
One day, yeah. He's such a fucking old man. You know,
gotta get home, man.
Yeah, I do want to get him one day. He said if we can do it like on a Friday one night, he would do it.
Yeah, that'll be
because you know he's a working man now. He wakes up early, works on I don't know, like stuff in houses,
carpeting stuff.
He works with Sean Lane doing
don't they do like carpet and shit like that?
Shit like that, yeah. I think Sean used to just do carpet, but I think he has his own like contracting company now.
What's up, Carrie B? Let's get that wrench in there. Boom.
That's what he said.
Ba-dum-bum. Hey, yo. Ba-dum-ksh. I mean, I'm not around here saying things like, stop me, beautiful.
No, that's word, man. Where's he at?
Right? I mean, it's all, you know.
Well, safer than a tube sock.
What's that from?
American Pie.
Oh, yeah. That's the only clip. Oh, my God. I forgot. Damn.
That's the only clips that I have in here are American Pie.
Just a bad reception, honey.
Respect my hairy ass. What's
that? That was a revolutionary fucking movie at the time.
We did an episode on it. Me and my buddy Patrick did an episode on American Pie.
Yeah, it was like us in high school, except we weren't fucking pies. Well, I wasn't. I don't know, but I can't speak for anybody else. But
by the way, we talked about this on that episode of American Pie. Would it not be, and not speaking from experience, I promise, but wouldn't it not be easier to use like one of the McDonald's kind?
Yeah. That's speaking of experience, I promise. Yeah, because it's in a sleeve and everything. You don't get it so messy.
Right. Is this right?
Motherfucker, I ain't paying you. You ain't fits my shit. No, it would be. Yeah, you get it. Like, it's like a cock sock.
Yeah, right.
But I did hear a story about Chris Cobb from the Strick-O-Matics. I think I told you about this. Or, yeah, I don't know.
Off podcast, we talked about this.
Was it off? Okay. Well,
maybe.
The old singer, he hasn't been with me. He moved away years ago. But the story was he burned his dick on a Hot Pocket.
Oh, no. Maybe we did talk about that on the podcast.
Maybe we did. That was the story, yeah.
Just kind of take it out a little quicker, man. Just got to take it out a little quicker.
Blow on it first, man.
Right? But seriously, I had that thought, like, when that movie came out. My Aunt Marie took me to see that movie. The most awkward movie. She took me to see, like, all the American Pie movies. And she was the cool aunt that would, like, she was one of them to watch Billy Madison, dude. Like, you talking about
Joe's favorite movie is
Billy Madison, man?
One of them right now, yeah.
So, like, my favorite movie as a kid. She was letting me watch shit that I definitely shouldn't have been watching.
Oh, you remember Angus? You ever watch that? About a fat kid in school?
Yeah, I kind of remember that. I remember it, but I don't like...
Yeah, it was like my brother's favorite movie because he was a fat kid in school, you know?
Oh, I know the struggle, brother.
Mm-hmm,
I know the struggle, man.
Me too.
I know the struggle, man. So, yeah, what is it with... We talked about it just a hair. I'll just touch on it a little bit. I don't want to give it too much time.
That's fine, but it's burp. I haven't even eaten. That's just water.
Oh, dude, I did the McDonald's earlier, and I shouldn't have, just because I'm a fucking idiot.
You need your Hot Pocket for later. Your cock pocket, right?
Yeah, get some apple pies
for dessert.
Two for a dollar, bro. Two for a dollar.
I'll eat the fuck out of them, too. God, I can't. I'm such a fat pig when it comes to, if I have it. So that's why I won't even do it, you know. I used to eat fast food every day for a while for lunch at work, but
I've been there lately. I mean, I'll buy healthy food just so I have something to throw away.
I don't know what's healthy. I don't know what it is. I don't. I've gone retarded. I don't know how to buy food anymore.
I'm an idiot.
I don't know how to cook anymore, and I know how to cook, but there's just no time.
Cooking's not the problem. I love to fucking cook.
I hate to clean.
Yeah,
cooking's fun. That's right. But I don't want to scrub these pans.
No shit. And because, listen, you can't really enjoy the meal because you know that you're going to have to scrub the fucking pans.
Yeah, it's like a fucking nail of death after it or nail of doom or whatever.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
That's why, like, I don't mind doing laundry. I fucking hate folding clothes.
Yeah, same here. I don't mind, like...
I need, like, three hampers.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, it's shirts, fucking... pants and
my buddy Patrick says it perfect. He's like, the dryer is like my fifth drawer.
Yeah,
you know, that's just where there. Yeah, it just leave it in there, and that's easy for me.
Yeah, not here. I'm with kids.
Thank you, Diving. Absolutely, hit that like button. Get them.
They change like fucking 12 times a day. Like they're like, you know, going on stage or something.
Oh man,
they spill one little thing. Oh, it's wet. It's like a drop.
Oh, wow. We're picking up the shorts and pants that we wore yesterday and being like, yep. Yeah, this'll do.
Oh, yeah. Pants are clean for like 3 days.
Bro, I'll wear the same pair of pants. Will get me through all week.
Yeah, just leave your belt on it. Leave everything
all week.
In.
Same here, man.
I don't give a fuck.
Not one.
Nope.
That's something that we do, ladies and gentlemen. That's something that men like to do. Do women do that? Y'all, there's a lot of chicks in here watching. Do you guys do that whole thing with the jeans and leave all your stuff, y'all?
Yeah, they do it. They do it.
They don't have stuff in their pockets like we do, though.
Not as much. Their pockets are smaller.
Yeah.
And we look like ridiculous with the purse, although some men carry them.
Talk about equality, ladies and gentlemen. You guys should be more pissed off about the size of women's pockets.
That's why, all right, I've been noticing a trend about people talking shit about cargo shorts. Motherfucker, I ain't got a purse, and I live in South Carolina. It's hard as shit. And yeah, I gotta wear some damn shorts because I need some air. I don't sweat my balls off all day. Dude, I need got pockets. I don't have a purse.
Who gives a shit about being fashionable when you're that? What do you want? What's the word to say?
I've never fucking followed trends anyway. I don't like it. You know, if it's a trend, I'm gonna go against it anyway. I'm gonna wear a damn fucking. What are those things on your waist? I didn't want to say fag bag because that sounds bad.
Oh,
fanny pack. Yeah. Strike the first one from the record.
Nah, man. See, this is the thing. We both come from that era where it was still okay to say that.
Oh, yeah.
For like half of our lives.
Yeah,
like,
see, but I've gotten over it where I don't even say it anymore.
I don't either, man.
But what I can't get over is midget.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And just I don't know, certain things about being like saying bitch.
Yeah.
And not like a negative thing. It's just I have to grow up listening to rap.
I still say bitch all the time. You know, like fucking I'm not, this is how I talk.
Exactly. It's nothing that we mean anything negative about shit that we say.
That
it's
bitch just, said motherfucker. You know, whatever.
Joey Diaz. I don't know if you're familiar with Joey Diaz.
I know who he is.
Dude, he's got one of the dirtiest mouths. And he's like, you got to understand, you're going to have to give me a pass on this because when I came up, like, it wasn't a problem.
Yeah,
like, if you really think that I've got a problem with this certain group of people.
Society changed,
like
not me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll still do my part to kind
of. This is a lot of work. I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Yeah.
At all, you know. I'm not about that, but yeah, midget's hard. It's hard to not say retarded anymore. Like, it's hard for me, you know. And I don't mean it. I call myself retarded all the time.
Yeah.
You know. It just, but that's kind of hard.
Yeah, I don't have so much of a problem with it because I don't know. I told Adam last night. I said it's a difference, I guess, in me like growing up around like church people.
You're a little younger too, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But not much.
Not much.
How old are you?
38.
Okay, yeah, I'm 32. I'll be 33 this year. But yeah, still.
A little
bit. Yeah, absolutely, Divin. They say that you get to trust people better if they cuss.
Well, so like,
the minimum trustworthy.
Of course, my warning. But then, like, the email list, I sent out an email because I made these fucking badass all-over hoodies, and I was all proud of it. Somebody unsubscribed. It's like, you do a really good job, but just your language. And it's like, I didn't say anything. I mean, whatever. That's fine. That's why I want you, motherfuckers, number one. Number two, if my language is, you have a problem with my language and you get offended, you might not want to watch my videos, man.
Yeah, exactly.
if you can't take a little fucker shit here and there, you know? Damn.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to hear what's in this thing.
That's the thing. I'm like, if you can get past, and Adam Stoney does it better than anybody else. As soon as he meets somebody, he'll just show, like, say the most fucked up thing that he can come, like, think of, just get it all out of the way right at the beginning.
Stoney's always been cool with us, with me.
Yeah, Stoney is cool people.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so yeah, man, what the fuck's up with people, In different countries, man, what we were talking about, all of our Americans, all of our Canadians are fucking cool people.
Well, no, some are in Canada too. But see, it's a thing. I have, you know, you can check your whatever here, and I know I have a lot of subscribers in Australia, and I know I have a lot of Canadians.
Yeah.
A lot of English.
I'm starting to get a lot of Swiss.
I don't think I have any Swiss. I want some. I would like some Swiss because I like Swiss cheese. And I used to have a Swiss Army knife, and it was pretty cool.
Who opens a wine bottle in the middle of battle? The Swiss, of course.
And they got a toothpick in it too. They didn't know yet.
It's a Robin Williams joke.
Oh, is it? I didn't even know. But Canadian, Scottish, like, you know, I love my friend Chris. He's Mr. Self Destruct, UK, and he lives in Scotland. But no, I don't know. It just seems to be more out of the country. I mean, I've had some dicks in the country, but not literally. I've never had a dick, but you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, at least just one, your own.
Yeah, my own. Yeah. I've never been dicked. Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah. But usually it's from out of the country, and it's like, and I don't even really know what they're trying to say.
Oh, fuck.
They just, like, go on and on, all, like, paranoid and just say whatever. With no fucking proof at all.
Yeah, that's the thing. That you get so many people that are thinking that everybody who does anything like you do this is speaking in code so much. Like,
well, there's that.
Fuck,
yeah,
man?
I don't know. That's why I question, because, yeah, it could be just overdone. But to me, it seems more logical that there's a reason behind it, not just like some crazy person, because you don't go around sharing people's kids' pictures like that. You know?
Yeah, you don't do shit like that.
Especially somebody that makes the kind of videos I do.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, if I was just, like, a normal dude or whatever, I am, well, shit, I've never been a normal dude, you know?
But no, you're right. If you were doing something different, like, if your main source of content was something different than it is, this would be different.
Yeah, you know? If I did toy unpacking videos or, right? Yeah, something like that.
Exactly. I see you out there, Jalen. Good to see you.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. There's that. It's just, like, what's the point? What are you trying to accomplish? And these other people, they're the ones that I think were, I don't know, because they're all anonymous. They're little, small, anonymous accounts that, you know, you don't see who they are. You don't know who they are.
Yeah,
they just pop
up
out of nowhere and just call everybody a shill. I hate that fucking word because it's just thrown around. I hate it. I just don't even use it.
I associate that word with Noah Byrne uses it a lot. Dude, so Noah tells me that our last episode of Sunset Grill, not the one you were on, but the one before that, like forever before that, apparently we went over swatting, and I don't remember it.
Really?
Yeah, apparently maybe, we went
was
over
aliens? Did you lose time?
Maybe. I'm sure that that's probably got a lot
I'd
to
rather
do with
lose
it.
Time with aliens than be swatted right now, I'll say that.
Yeah, well, exactly. But dude, at least we've already been swatted once. So,
yeah, thank God I was in here. Now I'm like this.
Yeah, no. Thank God we've already been swatted once. Actually, my buddy Jeremiah, who listens to these things, shout out Jeremiah, actually paid for our month of broadcaster. So thank you, Jeremiah, for doing that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he's got us another month of broadcaster on Podomatic. So
I don't know what the hell that is.
That's the site that I upload the podcast through that pumps it out everywhere else and build my website.
Nice.
and did all of that stuff. Like that's I had to upgrade because of space, and
it seems to be a problem. Like with everything, Dropbox, Drive.
But it's a good problem, you know. I mean, I don't want to lose any old episodes. So
no. I hear you. You don't back up on BitChute? I'll show you how to sign up, because what it does is it will take, as you're live right now, as soon as the video is published, it will automatically be backed up on another website called BitChute.
Oh, I got you. Well, no, I actually save them all hard copy, because the camera has a card. So I record and live stream every single episode, and I make sure that they're going to stay until I, then I'll just delete them off.
I have them around so they'll stay, and I don't have to worry about it, because I don't have space to keep mine or anything, but they're in multiple places, like Steam it too, all that shit.
Yeah, but Jeremiah was like, he says you talk about it a lot in the podcast and little snippets, but he's like, I really just kind of want to hear the whole story of like everything that started and everything that's gone through the swatting thing. And I was like, dude, just I didn't want to beat the dead horse.
Yeah,
because I felt like that's what I was doing, and plus because there's no way that they're gonna find out who did this.
Yeah,
because of like burner phones, I was really worried that they would start to think that I might have had something to do with it. So
as
I didn't
like publicity
wanna, like,
or something.
I didn't want to
That'd be fucked up, man. If you to like think, but still, I don't. You could have balls of steel to do that to yourself,
right?
Especially with stuff you shouldn't have out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, why the fuck would I do that when I've got...
A dildo hanging on the counter and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Plugged into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just flopping around in the living room. Just come on, man. Like... The last tap.
Let's tap something. I need a gavel. This would work pretty good.
Yeah, dude. I think you're getting $3 at Walmart.
All right.
But sponsored by... Not... But no, seriously, there's no way that they can find out. There's no way that they can find out who did it. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
Is pretty much how that's gonna work out. But
well, at least it happened to you, not me. That's
well, Noah had to, because Noah was talking about that last episode of Sunset Grill that we did.
That was getting out there then.
No, it's been like forever, and he kept trying to say Sunset, we got swatted, Sunset Grill got swatted, and I was like. I'm pretty positive that it was all to do with the video that we were all reporting. And then
you think
just,
so?
Not necessarily. Just I don't know anything else that I did.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else negative that
it
I did.
It is fucking weird,
and just,
man.
It's the timing, right after that, the day after that, and I know that. I don't know that you,
dude. Like I could be infiltrated more than I realize, you know, and because it's happened before, and I feel bad if that's the case. You know?
No. Don't. Not at all. Like I'm not like.
No,
don't.
I know that. Yeah. I just say I'd feel bad, but shit. I mean, like sometimes, like I don't think I'm any kind of like real significant or anything like that would happen to me, you know. But I guess that is being naive about it, you know.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I was. So off the radar, I mean, and still am. Just I don't understand. Like, I don't think that this. I didn't think that this kind of thing happened to.
Yeah.
That low of a level of.
Yeah, I know. That's what everyone said. It is kind of crazy. It is kind of crazy. Yeah, you're right.
Who cares? Yeah. So
if I was being, tracked, being fucked with, like online and shit, and they saw that I came here, that's a possibility. You know.
Possibility. Who fucking knows? But I just know that it was just after I went live on my website the night before and I didn't complete it, and the Whois of the website had my address and everything still there, and I hadn't privatized it.
Mm.
And that was up for a day, so whoever's got my address now, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares? What are they going to do? Kill me? Good. I owe money. Get me out of here.
That's what I say, dude.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, that doesn't bother me anymore. It's just, you're thinking about my kids, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, no, I'm saying, like, before I crossed the line and just said fuck it and just started talking and stuff, you know, I got over that, my personal issues with it, so.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I can't believe I didn't die a long time ago, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like I had a good run.
Yeah, no shit, man. I've done a lot of shit. I mean, what else can I really do, you know?
Yeah, you've done a lot more shit than I have, like, as far as traveling and getting around and shit. I don't ever leave here.
I don't want to. You can go with my girlfriend sometime. You guys go just take off. I'll stay here at your house, get a break.
Yeah,
smoke weed,
rip GBs, and lay on the couch and watch.
Oh, god damn! YouTube. I would fucking trade just for a day in the life. Let's trade fucking rainbows.
This is my only day that's been like that, man. I've been gigging fucking hard. That's why I haven't been popping up so much on the channel. I usually try to like go live a few times a week and chat with all the subscribers, but I just haven't.
Yeah, if you get too busy. Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, there's nights like that where I really want to, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, oh, fuck, man. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I hear you. But it's also, it's killing you because you love doing it and, like, getting shit off your chest, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. I do like getting shit off my chest, and I do am noticing that like, I'm getting a little more antsy with...
not being able to?
Yeah, just keep getting a little more antsy with just people in my life, you know?
Yeah.
Or is something I just got a message about keep cutting in and out? What happened?
Who? Who?
Was that real?
Am I too far away? I can't find my moose. Where's the moose?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. If I don't know, it sounds fine in the headphones. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something in between here. Maybe it's just on the there. See if that's any better.
Eddie Vedder. See if that's Eddie Vedder. Where's the moose at? Redder. There it is.
He was a leaver. Yeah. Thank you, Dive. Appreciate you checking in on us. That stuff I really need to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like at a concert when did I say this before as a fucking
maybe
metaphor? I don't know. You come to my concert, like say your girlfriend's at a concert or something or whatever.
Yeah.
You play this show. You play a whole show, and then like after, oh, you guys sound like shit. Your guitar was way too loud. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You couldn't fucking told me that the first song? That's fixable.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, you waited till after to tell me I suck. You couldn't tell me, like oh, turn this up down, you know, because he's,
Thank you, Diving.
Yeah, don't wait.
Yeah, for real. That's necessary, and that's something that I'm paranoid about. Like, yeah. I'm a sound guy.
Yeah.
I always have been. Started doing that shit in church.
Yeah, I fuck around with shit, you know. I'm the last resort.
Yeah.
I kind of know what I'm doing, but yeah, I'm going to have to Google something in the process, but we'll get something working. It'll work.
Thank God for Google.
Yeah, shit, man.
Dude, so they were talking about this thing. Where did I hear it? It was on Rogan's podcast, I'm pretty sure, where they were talking about this Neuralink thing, you know, they put on your head. I think
scroll past something that said something like that.
It pretty much allows you, it uploads basically all of information to your brain, like all of, like, knowledge to your brain, basically, like the internet, Google, like it, all of that. You have access of all that in your, like, through Neuralink, and it's
I don't know if I tried to say it.
Me neither. It's an experimental thing, but they were talking about how colleges are probably going to fucking go hard against that because that'll cut into their business. If people can just invest in this new thing.
It's like the Matrix. I knew Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. If you could literally just do that, plug yourself into the network.
Oh, man. I made a video about this like 2 years ago. Really? Kinda like that. Well, the same kind of topic, and it's called, shit. What's it called? evolution, artificial versus natural.
Yeah.
And basically just saying stuff like that, because they're talking about uploading into the back of kids' like necks or whatever in yep. school. What if you could do this, you know? And, like, I know a lot of people worry about that. It sucks that that's already being seen now. It's experimental. Well, shit, it's been experimental, I bet you. Sure. But,
How's it going, Eve?
My argument is, because I know we already have that within us.
Yeah, for sure.
We don't need to add any of that. Like, our phones, we have to build it from the outside to discover it within. That's why, you know, this whole room would have been a computer 50, 60 years ago. Now we have cell phones. It's like a computer. You can do anything on it. We have the watches. Yeah. I've seen the hologram watches.
Oh, yeah.
So as they start getting smaller and smaller, you know, and cheaper and cheaper, and if they ever fucking start 3D printing, like, locally, which they should be doing, it would save a lot of money, because we have the ability to do that, too. So as things get cheaper and smaller, what are you going to fucking, you know, nowhere else you can go. We'll eventually discover it within. I just hope it's within our lifetimes or whatever.
Yeah, that's really going to screw up a lot of colleges.
Yeah, well, it's gonna change society altogether. Well, you won't need that, you know. Like, if we realize our own potential and the fact that they do all these things to calcify this in our heads, the pineal gland, like the fluoride and a lot of the chemicals and stuff like that, you can break it back open though. But
oh, for sure,
yeah.
It just like in what was that movie, the John Travolta movie,
Hairspray?
Yeah. Yeah, just like in Hairspray, you know. By the way, there's no ice in it, but there's water in this tin back here.
This jug of moonshine. Voice of God, I saw an article recently where they just announced they admitted to be able to do that, like Voice of Skull. But I don't know where it went. But it's been, I think it was like through some school. Like, I know anything about fucking schools. But yeah, like Voice of Skull, they said they could do it within like 8 feet of a person. And shit, I saved the article somewhere. I just don't know where it is.
That's like they can
shoot voices into your head and stuff.
Now, I've seen that where they have this, they have these little pods that they put onto people's heads.
Yeah.
And it's like headphones. But it's those pods where they can hear music through their heads, and it's not like in their ears at all. It's just
they have the ability. And I'm sure it's. I mean, they've had the ability, but it just, I saw an article publicly maybe last week, and they're admitting to like up to 8 feet or something.
Yeah,
I also saw something about levitation where they're levitating with light. I mean, like, it can't all happen at once. It's got to be a little drips at a time, drips at a time and shit like that, but...
Well, dude, with shit like HARP, what's not possible these days?
I don't know. I don't know. The thing is, I don't rule out anything. I don't rule out anything as being possible, because I don't know. I just know that everything I know isn't true just because I was told it was.
Right.
Where a lot of it is coming out to not be true, so...
Flat Earth.
Fat Earth.
That's right, Fat Earth.
Mm-hmm. Like a Papagino's belly. That's a Massachusetts pizza place.
Oh, the mass pizza?
Yeah, like the belly, like the dude, he's like, Papagino, and he's got the belly. That's like a perfect. Big fat belly, and that makes a pee.
That's perfect. But yeah, I just wonder if you could just take the information that your phone can obtain.
I might be able to get that article.
Just take the information that your phone can obtain and upload all of that to your brain. You would have no need for
learning.
Yeah, you'd have no need for school or education, or because you would know everything, and that would remove so much debt. Because I believe that I would go so far to say that upwards of 90% of our national debt probably comes from student loans.
Shit. I know, I agree. It's ridiculous. That's why I'm glad
maybe
I didn't
not
go
90.
To, well, I know, I mean, a lot, but yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'm glad I didn't go to college and all this fucking money. I didn't even go to goddamn high school. What are you talking about?
I was trying to write a bit the other day about how a lot of you would think that a lot of people who come from like really small towns, the percentage of those people who go to college are very low, but the percentage of those people having good jobs and making good money and having families and reproducing and not by not going to college and sorts of things. Like I'm thinking about Bennettsville, where I'm from, like my hometown. A lot of the people I graduated with or went to school with are still home having like pretty good jobs, like living nice houses.
Well, it's not really because of me, but like I have that. I have a family. I have a good job.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, actually, today's my 5-year anniversary at work.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, I think I get an extra week vacation now.
Happy anniversary.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I like my job and shit, so, you know, and I do make pretty good money. I make more money than I've made anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, dude, same here. I'm feeling pretty good about that, and just I feel like I had a leg up on most of the other people just because a lot of my friends who did go to college and come out with so much debt, and then they can't find a job for what they went to college
for. And I was just broke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just being broke, at least you have a reason why you're not, you know, making money. These people went to college for something, and then they had to come out and make money doing something else.
Check it out.
And they're like, fuck, I could have saved all of this money that I owe back. And now, imagine the mental stress and depression that can cause.
Seriously, my job. And I technically only have a 9th grade education because I dropped out in 10th grade. So and I'm basically a photographer and graphic artist, graphic designer. And I have friends who went to school for that and owe all this money, two of them.
Yeah.
And they can't get hired for jobs like that. They're like working like other shitty jobs at stores and shit.
Right.
Because you know what? Instead of going and learning about it and learning how to do it, I just started doing it, and then I learned.
And they made a good point. They made a good point on the podcast I was listening to the other day about how most people are just going to college. Most people that are going to college are not necessarily to learn whatever they're majoring in, but college is just preparing them for the workforce, like just preparing them for having to learn random shit that they're going to have to learn to get all these other jobs.
And that's the problem with school is it doesn't teach you. You don't like learn life lessons.
Yeah,
you learn like how to live, and then you get out of school, and like now what? Now I gotta do this job, and then you're still waiting, and it builds you up that to look forward to something like graduation and new job, and then you're trying to get like up the ladder there. Oh, I made it here, and you're still like looking forward because you're still not happy. You're just
absolutely
because you've been tricked. And then you look back and you just missed your whole life instead of living in the moment and doing what you want to do. And you know that's where happiness is.
Most people's happiest points in their lives are after they retire.
Yeah, fuck that, man. What a shitty life, you know?
Right? Get that shit in while you're young,
man. Do what you're doing, and then like instead of going to school and learning about it. Just do it, and you'll learn that way, and then you'll master it quicker because you actually love it. That's what you wanted to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah? So, that's my only advice to anybody.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. And if somebody wants to go. Doing that on GarageBand lately. It's just been lagging and stopping. But
I was in a GarageBand without a garage.
Hey, but no, seriously, dude. If people want to do that and make themselves better or do whatever, I think that's fine. But people are not going to college for educations these days. I think people are going to college to fuck and party.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's the only reason I see to go. If you get all this money, might as well have fun.
Right?
It's not the only reason. But no, I hear you. There's like two sides.
No, I have a bit that I'm working with, too. That here in South Carolina, for those of you who don't know, we have this thing called the South Carolina Education Lottery.
Yep.
So lottery tickets, and there's a lot of lottery ticket buyers here that pay for college. So what's up, Liz? And they come through and do all of these things, and now I can go to Tech for free because I lived in South Carolina. And I went a few years ago for like 2 semesters. So I chose only 2 classes, and I had been allotted for, let's say, $2,000. I was allotted in free tuition through the South Carolina Education Lottery because I'm a South Carolina resident, born and raised. And I took 2 classes, which apparently cost me, let's say, $600. So I got the remaining $1,400 written to me in a check. And when I found out about this, I was like, fuck, this is great. So then I show up to the college that day that I got that email, and there was a line out the fucking door.
They get the money.
To pick up those checks. And I realized, I'm talking to people in line, and they're like, shit, yeah, dude, I've been waiting on this for months. I was like, fuck, you knew this was coming? Like, I realized I'm part of one of the biggest scams in South Carolina history. Accidentally.
Yeah. Ed went back to school the second time because he needed a new guitar amp. That's the only reason he went. Then he stopped going.
Dude, I'm serious. Yeah. Like, you go back just to get a check, and then you... Dude, and that's a thing.
Yeah.
Wonder what that does to the national debt.
No shit, man. I don't know. School ain't lend me no money.
Dude, I mean... Fuck, man.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that, right? People are, throwing panties. Hey, like that. But yeah.
I see him shake.
Yeah, right. The thing you say.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I never went. I did go to college. I went to Coastal for a little bit. Not because I went, because I was dating a girl that went there. And she had a dorm room. Not a dorm room, but it was like apartments, but it was like on the campus.
Yeah.
So I wasn't supposed to spend the night, but I did. I had to sneak in and just like hide. And then she would go to class, and I would just use her lunch card.
Yeah.
And eat and smoke cigarettes. So I went there for a little bit doing that.
I went to one of my buddies, one of my best friends from high school, went to Coastal. And I went and hung out with him when he was in total dorm rooms. Like, it was freshman, like, it was just concrete walls, and there was, prison beds.
It was, like, three stories. I don't know if they, maybe they were. There was, like, four little tiny bedrooms.
Yeah.
A common area.
Yeah, and there were, like, four bunk beds in one room.
Well, they had, like, and their beds were long and skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what my girlfriend's bed were like in College of Charleston.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. I don't know how they live like that. I could not do that.
Like,
I could not
sleep. Caves and then like a common area. That's why I walked in on her sorority roommates like drying her bra in the microwave once. Yeah, I was like, whoops.
Oh, shit. That's a thing, girls? You dry...
It's probably about 2001. Somebody was drying her bra in a microwave.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I miss in the chat?
They didn't have a stove. They couldn't.
Oh, in India, you can go to college for only 4 years to become a doctor, then come here and take American doctor jobs.
American doctor jobs.
Don't throw that mentality on. That's the thing. You do pay an arm and a leg to take classes you don't need. It's pointless, I think. You're sending people into the world already behind. Mm-hmm.
Send them in debt.
Yeah, send them into the world in debt.
Fuck them over in the beginning.
Fuck them over.
What are the chances they're going to get the good paying job of what they wanted? Right? And was it really what they wanted in the first place? Or do they feel obligated to pick something because that's what you're supposed to do?
Jim Carrey said it best. You can fail at what you don't want to do. So why don't you give it a shot at doing what you want to do?
True, true, true.
And no, bras in the microwave, yeah.
Yeah, bras in the microwave. What the fuck? You put them in the oven?
Yeah. Do you remember that movie With Honors?
No.
It had Brendan Fraser and Patrick Dempsey and fucking Joe Pesci. He was a homeless guy, lived at Harvard.
I don't know. I don't think so.
A roommate walked in. He was putting his socks in the oven. Keeps my feet nice and warm.
I don't think so.
Oh, it was so good.
I remember Brandon Fraser.
Learned to play pool in college. That's the thing. You learn how to do things like that in college. You probably learn how to drink. You learn how to play beer pong.
My college was a road.
Dude, right?
And that was my college, yeah. And I learned how to go through withdrawals in the back of a van. And how to, like, eat nothing. It was rough, but...
And don't you think those lessons mean so much more you than somebody having to teach you would have...
Oh, yeah, I learned it on my... You know,
right?
DIY, man. I learned to play guitar on myself, like, everything I do.
You feel validated.
Because I do it, I'm interested in it, and I want to get good at it. Well, no, I'm interested, and I want to do it, and by doing it, I get good at it. You know, that's all it takes, just doing shit.
Yeah, it really does, man. And I was thinking that the only people who go to college and have a good experience are, I would say, maybe less than 10% of the students in academics and pretty much 40 to 50% of the people in athletics. those are the only people who really have a good experience in college or come away with like a good experience. Like, because what? Most of those athletes, how many of them are going to be able to go pro in sports? Not a lot of them. That's, man, and all this money that these colleges make off of these sports programs, they should pay all the athletes, man.
Yeah, I didn't know they didn't.
They don't, dude, and it's illegal to. Like, they can't smoke some Kush and talk Notre Dame conspiracies. Oh, you want to go there, Dustin?
I don't really. I haven't even got to watch it, really. Like, I saw that it was burning down or whatever, but I've been so busy. Like, I worked all day and then went to band practice. And
brought tears in my eyes, bro.
Yeah, it sucks. It does suck. I mean, I don't know much about it, but yeah. It just sucks, like, shit happening, though.
I'm not going to go so far as to call this a conspiracy, but I think, I don't know how many days ago or weeks ago, the copper statues that lined the, what was it, the 12 apostles and four figures from the Old Testament, they had statues lining all the way up to the pyre of Notre Dame were removed for maintenance the other day. And all of the relics, like the Shroud of Turin and the Crown of Thorns, was taken out. I don't know if it was taken out beforehand or after the fire, but apparently it was like a human chain of handing these things down.
Yeah, like, I definitely don't know shit about it. Cause I thought it was, yeah. I thought that it was like, I don't know what the fuck I thought. Rudy.
No. Yeah, not that. It's like the actual Notre Dame.
Yeah, I don't know shit, man. I remember the movie Bop Maluka Luka Luka. You ever see that?
Nope.
Big man on campus, it was. Yeah, big man on campus.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's, I don't know if anybody's, if somebody's actually responsible here. Now, I don't know if it was, it could have been wiring. I know old wiring and this shit. This building was built in the 1100s.
Yeah, I would never say anything for sure anyway.
Right.
Cause you got to understand, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm not saying there's any kind of conspiracy at all. They were just saying maybe something to do with the maintenance that was going on.
It feels funny, though.
Feels funny.
Yeah, it does feel funny. And that's significant if you're in tune with your spidey senses.
Right. And structurally, it's still in good shape. So they're going to be rebuilding it. And they've already raised hundreds of millions of dollars to build this. Yeah.
That still sucks, though, man, because it's not the same. It's not the same, though. I understand. Yeah,
well, it's been rebuilt like a few times.
I don't know shit, man.
I actually did a lot of research on it whenever it started happening. It was built in 11... The first stones were built in, like, 1163, and then it was completed in, like, 1300 and something. It took, like, 200 years to complete it originally.
Damn.
So, yeah, and then in somewhere around the 1700s, it was burned or something. Something happened in the 1700s, and it was rebuilt or whatever, and finished in like 1850s or something like that. And the architect who rebuilt it in the 1800s used the original, like the original blueprints, I guess, whatever they would be called back then, okay. So it would be structurally accurate to the original building.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that had something to do with maybe it just not being structurally sound. Maybe if somebody wants to change up how it's, you know, how it's built, then maybe this kind of thing won't really happen.
I don't fucking know. Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe make it fire retardant. A little sturdier.
Make it fire retardant.
It's something like that, or at least make the structures to where all of the important things, like the pyre that fell, the main tower.
Oh, okay.
The clock tower, yeah, just... Yeah. But, I just did a little research into that the other day.
It's weird. Is that like Da Vinci Code?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, no, I'm just thinking. I read the book. The movie wasn't that great.
Yeah, I saw the movie. I didn't read the book.
Yeah, the movie kind of didn't. But no, it wasn't that great anyway.
It's all right. Well, Jennifer Connelly, was that who she was? That
was
her?
She in it?
I know Tom Hanks was.
What? No. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. She was in Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, dude, Requiem was crazy. She was also in Constantine.
And she was in Labyrinth.
I never saw Labyrinth.
Oh, my God, dude. Kill me over here.
Everybody that hears that says that.
Oh, man. David Bowie's package is just, like, amazing in that movie.
Is it really built with hollow walls? That would make a lot of sense as to why it did burn so easily.
like a mini golf course castle where you can feel it's like.
Like stucco?
Yeah, yeah. It's not a real rock. It just looks like one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is that what they should make it out of that, or is that what it was made of?
That's probably, I don't know. Maybe it was something similar to that.
It would be very light then. They should do that for like pyramids to rebuild them. You could just pick them up. That wouldn't be that light, but
yeah.
Get this giant pyramid here.
Right? That would be like, what was it? That movie, Despicable Me, where they're stealing all the. All the world's monuments.
I seen that preview at the beginning of some fucking movie the kids were watching. That's all I know about it. Yeah,
dude, I'm unashamedly very much into cartoons.
Hey, that's fine. I'm a stoner, man.
Dude, what? I mean, right now, dog.
I know. Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express.
Sun.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude. I don't know, man. There's just going to be so much around this, and because I'm a spiritual person, mm-hmm. and Notre Dame is a spiritual place, I don't really feel comfortable saying one way or the other, same as you.
I never feel comfortable saying one way or another, because I feel like I was lying to myself if I did, you know? Mm. Why do guys like her? No, I'm just saying, like, they ass to ass. That was fucking fucked up, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that whole movie, it's like, if you ever gone through withdrawals, it's hard to watch.
Well, dude, the are you talking about Requiem?
Yeah.
Dude, just the part where the grandma is just grinding her teeth and just watching that commercials and just like.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that really fucked me up, man. That really messed me out.
Bob's Burgers. I watched Bob's Burgers. That's
F is for Family is great.
Yeah. Bill Burr's I haven't seen that.
Me personally, Liz, the Jennifer Connelly thing, she just looks like the girl that you see at Kroger. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
is that around? There's one in North Myrtle. And there's one in Garden City. Okay, there are two Krogers here.
You know, just say she looks like the girl that you'll see at, like, I'm not saying just Kroger. Like, the girl you see at the gas station or... not working there, but just like somebody that you'll see in life.
There. Oh yeah, working there.
You know, just somebody that you'll see in life.
See in life, yeah.
Bob's Burgers is I never really got too far into it. I like the characters though.
I like Bob's Burgers because I like to laugh, and I like puns.
Puns are good.
Yeah, puns are good. I like puns.
I find myself not watching the network ones like Bob's Burgers or. Even South Park or Family Guy, like,
really, those are the ones I do watch.
Well, I watch all the Netflix ones.
Oh, okay,
F is for Family.
I got you. Big Mouth. Yeah, see, it's like, I don't know. It's so hard for me to like try to watch something new anymore.
No, I did watch King of the Hill. I watched the fuck out of King of the Hill.
Of course, I watched Beavis and Butthead back in the day too. When that came out.
Beavis and Butthead and Daria. Anything that was on MTV, I was about.
Liquid Television before that. That's where they came from.
I even dug outside of the animated. I even dug like Road Rules and Real World. I watched the fuck out of those shows.
People were wanting real, and then you find out, it's not really real, but you know.
Yeah, right. All those years later.
Like, I think, because I knew, did you know anybody that was on Myrtle Manor when they were filming it?
Yeah, one of the girls was from Bennettsville. I think one of the girls was from my hometown.
Really? Well, Shelly was in it. She owned the Sound Hole back then, that bar in Myrtle Beach.
I don't remember that.
It's Atlas now, I think, little house.
Atlas Tap House?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never been there.
Really? I used to play there back in the day. It was a little club called $2 Bills. And it's an old house by the beach almost, and we would pack it up, and people would get the floor fucking bouncing as you're playing and shit because there's so many people in there.
That's fun.
Yeah, so it's just like a fun little house bar.
Anytime you can do that to a room is great.
It's like diagonal from Dagwoods in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay, like in Surfside?
No, Myrtle Beach. There's one in Myrtle Beach, too.
Oh, I didn't know there was.
Yeah, all right. Mammy's Kitchen in Myrtle Beach. Circle Got K me. Right there.
9th
right
Avenue, there. 10th Avenue.
11th. 10th or 11th, one of the two. Yeah. It's behind there.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, Mammy's Kitchen. I used to tell me to park there when I played at Oceanfront Bar and Grill next to the Bowery.
Yeah, when you're playing the Boulevard, man, parking is horrible. Dude, in Down Drive, we had all this band equipment and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. And if we played at 8th Avenue Tiki Bar, just loading up and unloading would kill you. I got stuck in the sand. I had a crackhead get me out for 20. Not for any money. I tipped him $20. I was so happy.
The Hulu show I watched, Liz, is Castle Rock. I was big into Castle Rock. Huge Stephen King fan.
Oh, yeah. You were saying that.
I love Stephen King.
I grew up on the movies.
Grew up on the movies, man. Mm-hmm. I freaked out over Castle Rock. That was great.
I didn't know about Castle Rock.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
I don't have nothing yet anyway, but yeah. I don't know. It's just weird.
But yeah, that's, I don't know, man. I watch a lot of cartoons.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of stuff like that. Here lately, all I've been watching is this Kill Tony show where they're like, it's just like they roast them. They roast these comics that are just getting started, like a couple months in, maybe.
You gotta break their balls a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Like Fraggle Rock. Yeah.
I used to watch Fraggle Rock. I can't say it. Fraggle Rock. I can say it.
Fraggle Rock, my friends. Sweet MI Stuff podcast alumni do this thing they call hashtag Fragile Rock. Because they are a very soft band, like it's a cello and acoustic guitar, so duo. They call it Fragile Rock.
I like it. I love shit like that.
Yeah.
Just change it up a little bit.
It's good. Sweet. Check out Sweet. They're on.
I know who they're local.
You know Jeremy from Jeremy Dunham from Bullfrog?
Yeah. And all of Sean Brown's bands, right?
Yeah.
A lot of his bands, at least, yeah.
Yeah, because Sean played with Circles.
Yeah, Circles and Autumn.
And I think he still does. I don't know if they still play sporadically, I think.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
He's doing the solo thing now like me, he's very good.
Yeah, well, like Shark Legs, our first show. He used to own a bar.
Double Seven.
Yep. Yeah, we played our first show there with Michael Graves from the Misfits.
Hmm.
Yeah, his bar.
There were two brothers in the Misfits.
Yeah.
Did their dad used to live in North Myrtle Beach?
I have no clue.
I had a guy that used to come into Starbucks when I worked in there. His name was Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool?
He had like CDs that you could tell were like printed at home on like an HP DeskJet or something like that. Like he said that his kids were the brothers in
Really?
The Misfits. I swear to God he did.
Who knows, man? They're from New Jersey originally. So I mean, everyone from up north moves down here. Who the fuck knows? Because I know Iggy Pop used to come here all the time. He had family here because my friend Chris Tucker, he was a cop for a while.
Yeah.
Before that, he worked at the airport, and then, like, Iggy Pop came through. He had his ID and everything, you know, and he got an autograph for him. He signed, like, a thing for the Lazy Eye punk club around here. Huh. Yeah.
I've heard stories about Lazy Eye.
Yeah, oh, God. Dude. I played a lot there. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that was when the scene was, like, pristine in this area.
Yeah, that was like pretty much the end of it. Yeah, like towards the end of it, it started dying down then. Yeah.
Well, because when I moved here, the only thing that was remotely local was like Club Boca, Club Kryptonite, which would have like some like popular DJs that would come through again. And then the fucking Beach Wagon that would have all the country artists come through.
I went there once.
That's the only thing that was still having like. Like, really? Still kind of underground
shit. I don't remember shit going on in any of those.
I don't know. Maybe it was just I was into that sort of, like, DJ scene at that time. Whenever I first moved down here. I never went to those places. I just remember hearing about
them. Okay. They would always do those big parties and shit like that. Because Taylor from Myrtle Manor, he used to do parties there.
Is there a crazy teen mom that lives here?
Probably. It's 100, like 1,000 of them, probably.
You know what? She does live here because she did her voiceovers at Ed Dennis's studio.
Oh, really?
You know Ed, right? Old Ed. He plays with One Bad. I call Old Ed. Sorry, Ed, if you... Old Ed.
Oh, old man, I know Ed. I've heard of who he is.
Old man Ed. He plays the guitar. He plays the electric guitar with Cornbread whenever Adam can't play.
Okay.
He's cool as shit. He's got Atlantic Coast Recording, I think it's called. She recorded all her voiceover work with him. So yeah, I don't know who she is or anything, but yeah, I've apparently heard that she did do that. But I don't watch any of those stuff. Any of those things. Maybe it wasn't teen. Okay, yeah, but she was from like the 16 and pregnant. I guess that's teen mom.
I guess so. I just know there's probably a lot of teen moms around here,
bro. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. She's a crackhead. There's a lot of crackheads around here too.
That sounds about right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
So what else is new, man? What else is going on in the world?
Just I'm just trying to do my thing. I get anxious if I don't have a video in the works, you know?
Yeah. And that's good, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, just get through day by day. I don't know. It's like Groundhog Day, man. The same day over and over again. Go to work.
Kids. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah. As long as I have my time, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Do you find yourself like, is that, I noticed that you're like, you really dig, like, whenever I can tell that you're like, once you sit down and you get, like, the first few minutes, you'll be like, I'm stressed out. And you'll have the ball over here and you'll smoke, get a couple cigarettes down. And by the way, if you need to burn one, you can always.
I'm 100%
do that. Like, one cigarette's not going to knock
me out. Nah, we're good, man. I appreciate it. I hear you. I appreciate it, though. I'm so used to not smoking indoors anymore. Like, even on mine, I'm out in the garage, you know.
Just know that I don't mind if you need to.
Well, I appreciate it.
But, yeah, seriously, though, just like, after you get down and you get comfortable and everything like that, and you can just tell you're breathing, and you finally get it. Like, that's what you look forward to.
Yeah, I do.
Every day, and that's fucking awesome that you get to share that with all these kind people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing just to get shit off my chest. So, yeah. But, like, you know, it's funny, though, because I woke up this morning with comments under last night's video, and that's what led me down the path to sharing that video with the Scottish dude.
Yeah.
Because the dude was like, I don't know, some random anonymous person. We see you still e-begging or some shit like that. And see you still e-begging for dope or whatever. And I'm like, who's begging? And then he's like, I don't know, you want a video response, you want a real-time response of my next video or whatever. And what do you say? And he's like, government grub.
Yeah, the thing that I didn't like about it, the dude was talking about, like, having the so many different places where you could tip. I'm like, they don't understand it. This stuff costs money.
Not just that, but like, I never even say it. I never say, "Oh, go donate." I never say it. Just like people, when I started, after a while, people start offering, "Where can I help out? What am I dumb? Yeah. I'm not gonna fucking set it up like it's absolutely. Like playing a show. Do you put a tip jar up front sometimes?
Absolutely, every time. Frankie hangs off the end of my mic stand.
Yeah, yeah. You have a tip jar when you're playing.
Yep.
And I mean, you're dumb to not if somebody wants to. I don't fucking go out. I don't say to. But well, yeah. then I have it, so.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, man, these people, man.
I don't know. They just want to find something to fucking bitch about, I guess.
I have not watched Game of Thrones, Carrie, but I did read this article today about how there's a lot of Grateful Dead references in Game of Thrones.
Never watched it.
The writer's a huge deadhead. And, yeah, so I like the Grateful Dead a pretty good bit, so I think I might start watching it because of that. After all these years, that's what gets me to watch it.
I think you might start, I think there's a lot of sex in there, too, so you got that.
Oh, yeah, like softcore porn.
Yep. That doesn't do it anymore, though, I don't think. You know, I couldn't, you know. It's not like it was when I was a kid.
Shit. I remember when I was a kid, I used to be able to get off to a shampoo commercial, man.
Fucking anything. My imagination.
Oh, dude, yeah. They don't even know. The kids these days, they don't know, man. They're so spoiled. They don't know what it's like to just remember something.
That's why it was called the Spank Bank.
Man, right?
Yeah, if you're at school, you're like, ooh. You know, and like you go home, like, oh, that's in the Spank Bank. And they ain't like that no more. They don't have any imagination.
No imagination. Well, because everything is, there's no need for an imagination. Like, we could go outside and grab you know how much fun we could have with a stick in the yard pretending to be a whatever the fuck we wanted to be?
Me and Ed were sword fighting in my front yard in the trailer park in Garden City, Windjammer Village.
Hey-o.
And I had a broomstick. I mean, we're not like 8 or anything. We're like 16.
Yeah.
So I had a broomstick and he had a mop stick. And the mop stick was metal. The broomstick was wood. I had wood. So.
Yeah.
I swing at him, right? And I miss. And he's full force, like swings back, hits me in the face. Blood squirts out like Rocky, like. He didn't mean to hit me in the face. You know, we were just like fighting, swinging at each other.
That's funny, man.
All it took was two broomsticks, a broomstick and a mop stick.
That's the thing. We used to have so much fun with nothing, man. Yeah. Like, absolutely nothing. Porn is directly related to murder, huh?
If it's on the internet, it's probably true.
Yeah, it is, man. It really is. And I heard somebody make a really good point the other day that, like, if they were to stop making porn today, we'd be good to the end of time.
It's not like I notice anything. Probably. New. Yeah. This point, hey, I understand not wanting to watch the same one twice, but you can recycle if you have to.
I mean,
if it's been a while, oh, I remember this one. You know, like,
oh yeah. Oh, dude, I'm not ashamed to say that I still have videos from when I was 16 years old that I can go back to right now.
Yeah,
and do watch
them. Oh, like if you see him again, yeah.
Oh no, I have them remembered. Like I'm serious. Like,
I didn't have that when I was 16. I didn't have internet yet. I was lucky. I found a League of Their Moans because I told you about that on Twitter. It wasn't mine. I think it was my stepfather's or something. A League of Their Moans. I don't remember Rosie O'Donnell in it, though, thank God.
Oh, man.
That, like, whoever played her character. But I just remember you had to always rewind back to the last spot because you didn't want to get caught watching someone else's porno.
Oh, yeah.
So please be kind, rewind, or you're going to get called out for whacking off.
Yeah, no shit. I used to steal my aunt had ordered all of the Jerry Springer things because she was really into Jerry Springer.
And too hot for TV.
Yeah, right. And there were titties all over that. And I was I don't know, I was young.
Yeah, no, I remember when that shit came out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, sorry.
You don't want to get called out. But for some reason, that's like the most embarrassing thing, especially as a teenager, right?
Yeah, right.
Getting caught off whacking off. No.
Dude, I got called out. I got caught with like a deck of cards, penthouse cards, the Playboy cards.
A deck of cards. A dick.
Yeah, a dick of cards. And like my dad owned a convenience store. So I had stole like a carton of Basic Reds and box of half a Tampa's.
Dude, but my mom worked at the convenience store and we stole all the goddamn cigarettes, so I got you.
Dude, I used to steal the fuck cartons out of cigarettes. Yeah. Cartons of cigarettes. Same and I wouldn't even hail in just like...
We did it at first, but then we learned a trick, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I started smoking very early. I was stealing, like, Virginia Slims from my grandma when I was a kid. Like, I smoked, like, until 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
I quit 3 years ago. Like, I smoked religiously until literally, like, fucking 3 years ago. yeah, sorry. Sorry for freaking you out. I don't like seeing anyone's genitals.
I didn't say anything gross. You guys are gross. How about that?
We're talking about porn. No, we didn't bring Debbie Does Dallas into it.
No, I might have seen it. I don't remember.
I said the other night at a show was this movie. This song came from a movie, and Smitty was like Debbie Does Dallas, and then we played the song and was like, guys, if you haven't seen Debbie Does Dallas, this is the scene where Debbie goes into Mr. Hardwick's hardware store and she's asking for a job, she's trying to pay for college. It's funny. I don't know why. That's Brian Jordan. That's a Brian Jordan thing right there. Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah, it sounds just like him, yep.
Yeah.
Just some random thing.
Some random thing. Small break. We've coasted right on past an hour and 6 minutes. I know you like to keep them short, and I know you've probably
got little ones at home.
Yeah,
dying for them.
I don't want to keep you away from them, but I appreciate you coming to hang out with me again and talk about whatever the fuck we talked about.
Something about porno and dicks and
full circle. I think we were talking about dicks in the very beginning, weren't we?
I usually talk about dicks every day. I don't know. I love cock talk. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, it's good humor.
Yeah,
dick jokes are gold.
Yeah, and like who doesn't love it?
Yeah, sorry guys. Is that what's freaking you out? Is that what that was grossing you out? But yeah, so
dude, you ain't grossed out by that, Liz. Don't lie to me.
me and Liz had a talk the other day. We was just like me and her in the chat in the last episode I did. I was so exhausted after Sunday, man. I did a double. I saw you for the first gig.
I was exhausted. I was there 15 minutes. Shit,
bro. And look, you got red just like I got red, man.
I'm an engine.
And even though it was cloudy as fuck.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't have enough. I didn't want to type as much as it would cost to type it. You know what I mean? It would just take a lot of words. Apparently, when the sun shines through the clouds, the moisture and the rain crystals that are in the clouds magnify the sun's rays tenfold
to
cause you to sunburn more when it is cloudy than when it is not.
Science. We're learning.
Science.
Yep. That's what she said.
I read it on MySpace.
Oh, no, that's what that was so fun. MySpace? Why are you bringing up bullshit?
Just kidding. I read it on Wikipedia. It's true. Abraham Lincoln said that. But anywho, yeah, audio folks, I'm gonna go ahead and let you get on with your day. In case you scrolled right past the intro, please go to the Facebook page. Please go to at MI Stuff Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at MI Stuff Podcast the number one on Twitter, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, at Yonder Wizard on Instagram. If you guys want to connect with just me or on Facebook, Kelsey Hudgens, I don't give a shit. Friend me. Who gives a fuck? Everybody else is public info. I don't care. What are you going to do? Come after me now? I'm sorry. I've already been swatted. Doesn't fucking matter.
They gotta talk shit and like make up shit. That's what happens.
Talk shit and make up shit. Who gives a fuck? I know who I am. I know the
this
truth.
Is tough to get huff.
No.
Duster?
Nah, that's a contact cleaner. That's why I said, what did it smell like that when you walked in here?
Well, shit, man.
But
I never huffed this stuff.
I might, because I have two cans of this, and one of them I usually kept in my car, and I think I have a can of it in the t-shirt box over there.
It's a lot of goddamn contact cleaner here.
Well, you gotta have that. You gotta do that shit to keep it clean. Like if you hear a fuzz in the microphone, just like, and you can spray that shit on a motherboard.
Oh,
that's what that's for.
Oh, I need to get some of that. Yeah.
Like okay. Especially like if there's like a lot of dude, especially if you smoke in the garage a lot with a lot of smoke and stuff like that, just spray the fucking cables and plug them in out and in a couple of
lube it up a little.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Anywho, yes, please go like all the pages. Please click subscribe on the YouTube page. Let's get to 1,000 so we can start going live on mobile again. And I think that's about it. MIStuffPodcast.com. I got my blog going there about once a week. I think I've been doing that about once a week.
It's so much work.
It really is. It's a lot of fucking effort. But
yeah.
I'm committed, man.
Committed. I'm saying typing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Well, audio folks, have a good day. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.